the friends of the chair for their tireless efforts in facilitating discussion, as well as drafting food for thought papers on these important topics. Vice Chair, the absence of a robust verification mechanism weakens the effectiveness of the convention, particularly given the evolving risks posed by dual-use technologies. While the exponential advancement in biosciences and technology promise significant benefits for humanity, they also heighten the risk of misuse, posing existential threats if not properly governed. Therefore, Indonesia remains committed in supporting efforts to address current challenges while embracing the opportunities presented by new technologies and evolving circumstances. Mr. Vice Chair, in this context, allow me to underscore several general key points for consideration in advancing our collective efforts to establish a verification mechanism. First, it is crucial that any verification mechanism under the Convention be legally binding. Such mechanism is essential for strengthening the Convention comprehensively and equitably. The mechanism must promote universal adherence without discrimination or conditionalities and reinforce compliance measures without compromising national sovereignty. Second, a verification mechanism must be robust and inclusive of inputs from relevant stakeholders. Given the rapid advancements in science and technology, it is critical to ensure that the mechanism is adaptable and responsive to emerging developments. In this regard, Indonesia recognizes the importance of engaging the scientific community and industry as integral contributors to this endeavor. Their expertise will help design mechanisms that address emerging challenges effectively while safeguarding legitimate scientific progress. It is equally important to ensure that verification measures do not impede peaceful scientific and technological development. Transparency and inclusivity among member states are also paramount. A fair and non-discriminatory approach is indispensable, ensuring that all states, regardless of their level of scientific and technological development, have equal opportunities to benefit from the peaceful application of biological sciences. Verification mechanisms should accommodate the diverse capacities of states. National capacity is foundational to effective verification, which necessitate a comprehensive approach that recognizes the varying capabilities and circumstances of states' parties. In this regard, Indonesia acknowledges the critical role of international cooperation and assistance in supporting states, particularly those with limited resources or technical expertise, to enhance their national verification capabilities. To conclude, Mr. Vice Chair, Indonesia reaffirms its unwavering commitment to supporting and contributing to the establishment of a verification mechanism within the Convention. I thank you.
Thank you. Now, next speaker on my list is Delegation of Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Vice Chair. And also, let me join others in conveying gratitude to our friends of the chair for providing this important